Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. President. What's that?
Congratulations, you got your bill out.
Yes, yes, very happy.
Well, now, don't you let them adjourn until we get that bill introduced.
No, 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 don't worry.
Good.
I got Charlie Halleck and Carl Albert with me. On the Republican convention, what we've decided to do is to, a week before, just before July 4th, that's the Saturday before the Republican convention, and then the week of the Republican convention, that's 2 weeks. Then we take the same period when our convention is coming up later on, if we're not through. Hello?
Yeah.
You get the point?
Yeah, I hear what you say. That's a matter for you all to decide.
Well,
of course,
you have to give them a week ahead. You couldn't have them go to a convention.
I think they've had most of the year, Mr. Speaker. I just think we've taken off a Memorial Day and Washington's birthday and Easter, and we've just, God almighty, if the working men in this country had the time off that we've taken in Congress and we've got 20 bills, I don't mind them taking off, they'll pass them, but if they're not passed, it's sure going to be rough on us to have a record to run on November and then taking off a week before convention and then a week of the convention and another party taking off 2 weeks. Of course, I can't... You all have already decided, but I sure am anxious to get some action on these bills, and they've held up poverty now for nearly 3 months. Won't even come and make a quorum for us, so...
I think if it
let us vote them up or down, it'd be fine, but if it don't, well, we're going to have to stay here till we get them done or get them acted on.
Well, we'll have to stay here, no question about that. But, I mean, you couldn't send the coal into a convention.
Well, we went into a Democratic convention direct, you know, from the Senate floor. And I don't want to go to the American people without getting these things acted on. And I'll just bet you there's never been a Congress in history as much time off as we've had this year. I mean, it's just every damn time we have something. It's Lincoln Day speeches. It's Washington's birthday. It's Memorial Day.
Well, no, they always have
that. I know it. They always do, but...
In the Senate, they had them.
Yeah, but I'll just tell you, every time we've tried, it's been some... We get one group back, and it's another holiday of some kind. And I just... I can't do anything about it, but I just... you want to ask my opinion, I just tell you, I just sure do hate to see us agree to these things. I remember Eisenhower called us back from the Democratic Convention. Had Draper and I and all of us come back here right during the convention. And
well, that was rather special.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. But we've got, as I told Charlie yesterday, we've got 20 major bills that need acting on. Now, some of them the House has acted on and some the Senate's acted on. But you passed yesterday one that's awfully important. That's extension of Hill Burton. If we can get our poverty bill passed, our Appalachian bill passed, our pay bill passed, our food stamp bill, you've already passed it. But we got our foreign aid authorization and all these things, and I just don't know how we're going to do it if we take off here. You see, what you're going to do is you're not going to get civil rights passed till the 1st of July, hardly. And then you're going to be gone. And hell, I think their strategy is to keep us from doing anything. I'm convinced that Charlie and Dirksen are not anxious to pass this Democratic program. And Dirksen says yesterday he moves it back a week in the Senate. And y'all move up leaving the House a week early. And I just think they're jimming us all over the lot and we're going to look bad and they're going to have to explain that we can't pass the program. And I wish that we could coordinate a little better before we agree. Now, the boys in the Senate can't get civil rights acted upon, they don't think, until the third week in June. Well, I just hope you don't, because I just think that we ought to see what we do in the way of getting bills reported. And I'm anxious. If they'll report those bills and vote them up or down, I'm for the House going home the 1st of July. But if they don't vote them up or down, I think the American people are going to say, well, what the hell have we done? Now, they voted, every member of that committee voted against reporting that bill this morning.
Yeah.
So it's not up to me to say when you take off, because
you
all
got to give them a few, some days ahead anyway.
Yeah.
Resolution and so forth. I'll talk with you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Spencer.
Waiting.